You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
And tonight, we are...
Welcome to the Queendom Podcast, brought to you by Oz Queendom. This week, I'll be introducing myself and my background, and also talking about the future of this podcast and all the plans going forward. So are you ready, Queens? Because it is time to get down. Hey, Queens. Thanks for listening in to the first ever Queendom podcast. I am so excited to be experimenting with this whole plan and starting this podcast for the fans. I'm really excited just to get stuck in and get started. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Josh. I am 23 years old. I live in Newcastle, Australia, so just above Sydney, and I am a huge fan of Six. I'm a huge fan of theatre, and I also run the Instagram and Facebook pages Oz Queendom. So if you follow me, please, thank you. And if you don't follow me, jump on. I'd love to see you join the community on Facebook and Instagram, and it would be good to see you pop in there. So I am really excited to start this podcast. This is something that I have been kind of inspired to do, and I'm really excited to share this journey with you. But what I'll do, I'll just quickly touch on my history with Six and that type of thing right now, so you guys know where I'm coming from, and we can kind of start building a little relationship, I guess, going forward. So I created the Oz Queendom account after listening to the album for the first time. So I literally got through, I think, the first 24 bars of Ex-Wives, and I turned around, opened Instagram, and created Oz Queendom. And I fell in love with the show instantly, listened to the whole album on repeat for the next 3-4 days, and just knew that I needed to connect with other fans of this show. So that's why I created Oz Queendom, and the account was literally just made to connect with other fans and also find other Australians that love this show as well, so I could see if there was a kind of fandom here already. But it just kind of grew into something else, and that's why we are here today. We grew really quickly, and now we're sitting at just over 1,300 followers at this kind of point of recording. Yeah, it's been really cool. My background with theatre. So I've been around theatre for about 5 years. I've trained in theatrical production, so lighting, sound, and also trained in music production, so recording, that type of thing as well. I've been in a few shows myself. So I've done 3 musicals and a play. So I've done We Will Rock You, Les Mis, and another musical I can't remember, Dogfight. And I've also been in Summer of the 17th Doll. I've worked on shows as a sound and a lighting producer, technician, sorry. I've worked on shows as a makeup artist and also a stage manager. So I've done kind of on stage and backstage in some pretty deep roles, which has been good. So I'm excited to share my experiences or my knowledge from those experiences with you guys and have a look at Six from different perspectives, not just the music or just not what you see. We're going to do a little bit of a deep dive, I think. I really just want to work in theatre. So that is where I am coming from. I would love to get into producing shows, directing shows, or doing marketing and promotion for shows. I'm currently studying marketing, and that's pretty cool because I get to, that's what I'm kind of finding with this account, that I'm running it in a way that I can kind of apply what I'm learning to the account and, well, the Oz Queendom account, and really just learn as I go, which is great. So I'm hoping what I'm studying right now might help me get into the industry and get to work in the industry that I love so much. So all in all, this whole podcast, this whole account, everything that I do is built for the fans. The fans of Six the Musical are insane, and I love you all. You're all unique and so fun to be around, whether you're in the UK, US, worldwide, Australia, it's really cool to be around you guys and hear your stories and hear your love of Six. And without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. This podcast, my account, because you guys have the interaction and the love for the show that I drive off, and that is why I love it so much. So in regards to this podcast, I want it to be an interactive experience for you guys as well. So I want you to feel like you're a part of it. I want you to feel like you're helping create it, because I want to be answering your questions. So if you guys have any questions specific to the show that you want me to find out, anything, it could be costuming, it could be design, I'll try and source the questions. I'll try, hopefully, and get the people on board to chat about it as well. So if you have any questions at all that you would like answered, I will try and get that to you at some point. So please let me know. Any questions, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or you can, I believe there's going to be a comment section on this podcast, hopefully. So please let me know if you have any questions about the show, and I'll try and get the answer for you guys, because that is what I would like to do. Most importantly, I want to just touch on the fact that I'm just like you. I'm a fan of Six. I don't work for Six in any way. I just do this because I love the show and I want to connect fans, and I love doing things that the fans are like, that's really cool. And connecting my account to you guys is one of the most important things for me. So I don't work for Six. I just have been really lucky, I guess. So that is really important for me to touch on, that I am just a fan. I am no one important. But yeah, let's move on to my experience with the show. My experience with Six has been a whirlwind, or a roller coaster, as I wrote here in my notes. So I created this account, as I said, as soon as I listened to the album, and instantly met a ton of amazing people. At that point, I was kind of running a bit of a fan account for the UK cast, because that was all that was on the books at this stage. And all my knowledge came from the recording, and Mega Sixes. And for those people that may be new to Six, Mega Sixes, there is a section at the end of kind of every show, where you can film, and it's in the script, which is great. I love the idea of the Mega Six. And you can find them on YouTube, you can find them on Facebook. The Mega Sixes are about 3-4 minutes long, and it's just kind of like a summary or like a little kind of party at the end of the show where fans can film. So that was my knowledge of Six, which is insane thinking of where I am now creating a podcast about it. Hey, so I quickly picked up on as much as I could about the show, and then the Australian tour was announced about 2 weeks later, and I freaked. At that point, the official Six account for Australia hadn't been set up, so I was kind of trying to drive the community to be like, yes, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then luckily have gotten connections with the Australian account and all of that as well. And we're now here, which is great. About, what was it? It's probably 6-7 weeks after that, the Australian cast was announced, and man, everything just kind of exploded from there. We got to set up the Queendom meetups in 3 different Australian states on the same day, which was fantastic. Shout out to my team that helped me with that. But yeah, I have been now, since the Australian cast has been announced, I've been able to see them perform 5 times at time of recording for this one, which has been really amazing. Getting to know the girls, getting to know the team. It's been really cool to see the first 2 performances, and then a week before I left for New York, I saw 1 more show, and just to see how things have changed and how much more confident the girls are has just been amazing. And I was lucky enough to see the US cast perform here in New York, which was really cool. So I can tick 2 casts off the list now. But also during this time, I've been super lucky enough to meet some amazing people. So let's start at the top and I'll work my way down. So first off the bat, I met Lucy. So for those of you that don't know the show, I'll run through people's roles as I go. So Lucy's the director and writer of the show. And I was lucky enough to meet Lucy again here in New York, which was great. Also Grace, who was the director for, or is the director for the Australian production. Grace, amazing director, amazing person. Also Freya, the associate choreographer for, Australia. She was a little gem and I love her to pieces. Tim, who does the lighting design for Six. I got to meet him in Australia, which is amazing as well. It was really cool to kind of tick those boxes. Like that was amazing. And I flew to New York and came here for BroadwayCon. And BroadwayCon was insane. Absolutely insane. I met a lot of you guys that are probably listening to this, which was great. And also like the sing-along, everything that was going on there was just insane. But there were also a lot more of the creative team here, which blew me away. So I got the chance to meet Toby, who's the other writer, Jamie, the top director who's been with the show since the start, Carrie Ann, who's the OG choreographer, and works with all the associates throughout. I got to sit in on a workshop with Carrie Ann, which was really cool, and get her watch her do her thing, which was just insane. And I've also been lucky enough to meet a fair few of the producers of Six, so the people that have found the show, put it on worldwide, New York producers, UK producers, everything. It's just been one of those experiences that has just been so surreal, that I get to meet the people that created this show, that have inspired me to create a podcast, create an account, and I get to tell them thank you, get to thank them, and seeing the shock on their faces when someone thanks them for creating a show is just insane, because this show means a lot to a lot of us and we just need to share the love, I guess, is my point here. So lastly, just before I wrap things up on this episode, this one's going to be a short one. I'm just going to be kind of, this was just an introduction to me, this one. But I do have a few people to thank before I forget. And these people kind of helped me create Oz Queendom, build it up and get it to where it is today. And without them, we wouldn't be here now doing this. So most of these people also keep me in check to this day. Like I've sent drafts of things to these people, and they've just become amazing friends. So to name them off, Sarah, Grace, Anna, Mills, Tash, Lee, Dana, and Andrew. Thank you guys for all your help, from the early days right up until today. You guys have been absolutely amazing and I love every single one of you. Thank you so much. And that is it, guys. That brings this episode to a wrap. So that's a little quick highlight on who I am and why I'm here talking to you, why I decided to create a podcast. And also, I want to let you guys know that this podcast is going to be based around the musical itself, around the history behind the show. And I'll be trying to get some kind of guest appearances, hopefully throughout the run, to kind of break down things on a deeper level. I want to try and break down the songs and the lyrics and the historical background so the show can kind of have a deeper meaning to some people. It's going to be an interesting ride and I'm nervous as hell. I am kind of jumping in this to the deep end and I'm hoping you guys can kind of power through with me and get excited with me, because the first couple of episodes might be a little choppy, I guess is a good word. But I'm excited to see what comes out of it. Next week, what we'll be running over, because we might have some listeners that don't know what Six is. So we're going to be running over the show as a whole. I'm going to be talking about what the show's about and why I think it's been such a huge success. Worldwide, not just UK, not just US, not just Australia, but worldwide. Like I saw the other day on Instagram that there was a Brazilian fan page. And like, how amazing is that? So as I said, these first few episodes might be a little slow, but stick with me and we'll pick things up and we'll get things exciting. And I cannot wait to see you guys and hear your response to this podcast. It's going to be good fun. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. And hopefully we can just create a really amazing community around this. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on social media at Oz Queendom. And if you have any questions, please reach out. But until next time, Queens, remember, nothing is for sure. Nothing is for certain.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.